Hello?
Good afternoon. My name is Marcela. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. In which language would you prefer to conduct this survey, in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote.
I'm voting Democrat.
Definitely going to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? White?
White.
Hispanic? Thank you.
White.
Thank you. And what is your age?
75.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
Half and half.
I see. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Affordable housing, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, property insurance cost, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment.
Which of those? Which of those is most important?
The question is, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family?
Run through them again.
Of course. Affordable housing, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, property insurance cost, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth, and overdevelopment.
I guess it would be the cost of housing, the first one.
Affordable housing?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you indicate that as well. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Carollo.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Demian Pardo?
I don't know.
Eileen Higgins?
Hold on a second. Let me just see if I know her.
Okay.
She's the commissioner. I think she's okay. I think she's good.
Okay, so for you, it would be very favorable, somewhat favorable?
I would say somewhat favorable because I don't know her that well.
Okay. Christine King?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Some.
Okay. Manolo Reyes?
Let me see if I know who that is. M-A-N-O-L. Manolo Reyes. I think he's Wait, Manolo Reyes, is there a second one? Because there was one who died.
Manolo Reyes is here on the list.
Well, it looks like he died in January, if he's the same one. I'm looking at Wikipedia. Maybe there's a new one. He's a commissioner in 4. Let me see. Maybe it's his son. I don't know anything about him. He's okay. Not my area. Okay.
I understand. And the next one is Donald Trump.
Oh, terrible. The worst.
Very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Understand. And the next one is Miguel Gabela.
How do you spell his last name?
G-A, B as in boy, E-L-A.
Okay, hold on a second.
Sure.
He ran against Portillo. I don't really know anything about him. I don't want to say.
Okay. And the next one is Francis Suarez.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. The next one is Daniela Levine Cava.
Very favorable. I like her. Very good.
Understand. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about 3 local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. The first referendum is called Charter Amended to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioners, and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I don't know enough about it. I'll have to read more about it before the election. I don't have an opinion.
Understand. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor or no? You told me you need to read more, right?
Yes.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Power Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres of Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving, binding, and requiring, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the election were held today, could you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I know the argument's going on. I know they won't sell it to the developers. Well, the Miami Councilor approved the referendum. Let me see. Hold on a second.
Of course.
I'm skeptical of it, but I don't know enough about it. I think it's probably not a good idea. I'm going to say no for now.
Okay. And would you say you're definitely boring or probably boring? No, against?
Probably.
Understand. The third referendum is called Charter Amended to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 2.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive Biden, and authorize at not cost to City, $9 million, contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I think I would vote no.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I would say probably. The reason is because they haven't made any adjustments for climate change and flooding. It could be a big disaster.
Understand. Okay. The remainder of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each. The first one says, allowing office space to be included.
That would be fine.
Okay, so just strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. The next one says, reducing the overall amount of development.
I don't have an opinion. I don't know enough about it.
Understand. The next one says, allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums.
Probably approve.
Okay. All at not cost of the City of taxpayers.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The argument says all at not cost to the City or taxpayers.
In other words, they're not going to charge the City, is that what you're saying?
That's what the argument says. All at not cost to the City or taxpayers.
Okay, that's better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you approve?
I might vote for it. I don't know yet. I just don't know.
Understand. The next argument says a $9 million contribution to affordable housing. You approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
The next one says, expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And the other one says, selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
Possibly approve. Minor approval.
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat, yeah.
Understand. Now, you'll now be given a more detailed description for this proposal. This proposal would update an already board-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms that borrowers had previously approved. The proposal would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to become condominiums. The updated proposal would result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project,
$1 billion. $1 billion, okay.
Mm-hmm, of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Probably yes.
Thank you. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
Improving the waterfront.
Understand. One second.
I hope there's not much more. I don't have a lot of time right now.
I'm about to finish. We're about to finish, and I appreciate your time. I know you're maybe busy today, but thank you for this. Okay. The next one says, you will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each could make no difference, you can indicate as well. The first one says, this proposal would expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay of Miami residents to enjoy.
Okay, that I'm favorable to that.
Okay, is this a very convincing reason to vote just in favor or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Understand. The next one says, this proposal would create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering, in addition to thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's a very convincing or somewhat convincing reason to vote yes in favor. Or not to
I don't
convince?
Really. Well, I don't believe it, so I'm going to say somewhat convincing. I think it's an exaggeration.
Somewhat convincing is...
Yes, somewhat convincing.
Understand.
Okay.
The next one says, this proposal would result in less overall development than borrowers had previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
That's helpful.
It's a very convincing reason or somewhat convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing. Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one says, adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families?
I don't believe it.
Okay.
There's no transportation there.
So it's not a not too convincing reason or not at all convincing?
No, it's not convincing. Not convincing. I don't believe it.
Understand. And the next one says, this proposal would result in over $1 million in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
You said $1
billion? Yes, over $1 billion.
Okay, well, that's convincing, yes.
Very convincing?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you'll know we'll be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate as well. The first one says, this proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with the project, with pet projects that line their own pockets.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
It's okay, not a problem. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. Is this argument a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, at all convincing reason,
somewhat convincing. Somewhat convincing.
To vote no against the proposal.
Somewhat convincing, yes.
Understand. The next one says, this proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
I don't care. Not too convincing.
Okay, so this is not a not too convincing reason to vote against no against.
Right. Right.
Thank you. Okay, the next one says, this proposal would increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
That's very convincing.
Thank you. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious water from land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. We're about to finish. Now, talking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I still don't know because I haven't really, I don't know.
Understand. Not a problem. If you have to choose today, you said that you still don't know, right?
Right.
Okay. So the question says, if you have to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum, no, this referendum? And, okay, understand. Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate of 2 years degree? College graduate with bachelor or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Well, that concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your time. Good. I really appreciate it. Yes,
thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you
your time. Enjoy the rest
sure.
of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.